Awesome. My name is Ori. I'm a compulsive reader. How y'all doing? I'm gonna go ahead and share this here. Can you see my screen? Awesome. So this was me at 485 pounds. This was the one with the cowboy hat. That was almost, I think it was around 90 days into recovery. I especially like that picture because the lights had started to come on. I had started to reemerge from the cave and live again. And some of those buddies in the picture are my closest buddies from high school, decades long, relationships. And little did I know at the time that I would actually be living in Texas one day. So that cowboy hat was very appropriate. To the left there, that's me at my that's me at my highest at 485 pounds. I'm at another friend's house, and I believe that was the night that I smoked some weed and I had like a panic attack and like my heart was beating fast and I had to go to the hospital. They had to put me on Ativan. But yeah, it was at that weight moving around the world. It's pretty hard. Here you can see kind of like I like this picture because it's just. Oh, I like those poinsettias right there. Those are beautiful. I never really noticed that. But anyway, yeah, and just I like this picture because it shows just how much volume, how much space I just how big I was. But I still was being fashionable. I like to match the different patterns, the different textures. So yeah. Here again, to the left is at this is at my largest, and this is at about, I think the one in the blue shirt is at my cousin's house. And again, I'm reemerging from life. I love those Hawaiian shorts, by the way. And again, reemerging in life. This is current sobriety. So let me stop that. So yeah, my top weight was 485 pounds, and my current weight is 263, which is a loss of 222. And that is, so I'm a part of a men's group, and this is it's been really key. Like, so not only am I sponsored by I have my sponsor, the sponsor that I have now, he started a group of men, a sponsorship group. And I remember hearing about these guys a long time ago. Back when I was like 25. This was a long time ago. And they had a, I would have called it a hardcore message. Like these guys were known for not playing around with the food. Like, and they would, back when I first heard about it, they were militant about it in meetings. Because at that time there was kind of like this movement. And now I don't use this terminology because it's just I think it's they called it fat serenity. And there was just a movement of people who were still using food and claiming abstinence, like they were technically abstinent. It's like, it was a whole theme and for a while. And these guys were militant against that. It was just like, we don't use food no matter what. Those people, though, the people I'm talking about, who knew that I would become kind of, yeah, I'm kind of like that. I don't play around with the food. But anyway, so these guys I knew about, and this time around, I was desperate enough to join the sponsorship style group. And this sponsorship style group has been critical to my recovery, right? My sponsor, he was the facilitator for a long time of it. I've been going to this group every Sunday, for the majority of this recovery. Like I haven't gone a period of time where I didn't go to this group. And about several years ago, he started to shift it away from just being him. I became like one of the facilitators. Of that men's group. And then it expanded out to where more guys are rotating, but I'm more of like I'm a part of like the elder statesman of that group now, because I've been participating in that men's group for just over 9 years, almost 10 years, going on 10 years. And I still think about that. Like, how is that I'm still showing up to this men's group every Sunday, for the most part? I'm like 90%, except like when I'm on vacation and can't miss it, or and I still participate. I still and I usher new guys in, and I, that it's just, and it's not that I go there because, like, I know intellectually and on a heart level that I need to show up and go from being. So let me walk back. That group was really critical. One of the guys in that group, he talked about you have to shift from being a taker to being a giver. And I rem like th this these moments where these things these men have said are lodged in my being. I have to shift from being a taker to being a giver. And part of the motivation in continuing to show up to this men's group is because I am an elder statesman. I do, that's my role. Like, this is where it's like, if I'm not anywhere else, I need to be there, because these are guys, like, I can be, you've heard it sound so beautiful, the a lamp on the road, like, what, I don't know how they say it, but I totally just mangled that, but just a lamp on the journey, right? And that's my role there. And I firmly believe, for me, I can't recover in a silo. I think one of the major pieces that I was missing in my earlier iterations of abstinence was I wasn't a joiner. I wasn't a part of a group. I needed to be a part of a community. And for me, I needed to be a part of a community in a way that, I have an extraordinary level of this disease. So I need to be connected in an extraordinary way. Just like I need an extraordinary experience to happen so I could get freedom. And I wouldn't have been, I would, I need these guys. These guys are my, this fellowship. I'm not one of the people who say, oh, just work the steps, just work the steps. That's part of it. Of course, the steps are transformational. We all know that. But being a part of this community and recovering together is absolutely critical. So that sponsorship style group is, like I said, is a big piece, and that's why I wanted to share about that in this. And I'm gonna share a real live experience of why I need sponsorship. So, like I said, my weight is 263, and I share openly about this because 3 or 4 years ago, I want to say about 4 years ago, I got down to like my lowest in program has been 235. And like I said, in my sponsorship style group, we have a very specific method in which we approach sobriety with food. And I was not making unilateral food decisions. I have not made unilateral food decisions. I have a dietitian. I've had a dietitian since the day one. I was following my plan. I was honest about my food to the men. In our sponsorship style group, if we see somebody gaining weight, we talk to them about that. Like, there's no, we don't beat around the bush about it. Somebody will say, hey, what's going on with the weight? It's not in a shaming way. It's just about getting honest and clarity on what's happening on your plate. Because the addiction is cunning, baffling, and powerful. And there's so many angles to it that it can overwhelm me by myself. So that's why I need multiple eyes on my recovery. And in my experience, I was incrementing up every year, every year. And it was torture. Torture in the sense that I'm the great orate. I can't be gaining weight. I don't want people to think that I have fat serenity, because that's shameful. I don't want people to think that I'm using food, because I'm not. But here's the facts are, I was following direction. I never deviated from my food plan. Number two, I was honest about this whole thing with over the years with my sponsor. And I've tried different dietitians. I also like my I start like the aging. It's been catching up to me. My activity was dropping substantially. There were so many factors that played into it, right? But it was torture on an emotional level because, again, I can't be the one that's gaining weight and program. What are people going to think of me? And I'm doing big book workshops. You know, I'm leading meetings. I'm doing, a matter of fact, I did, we, me and my lady, we did a whole retreat on working with others, like it, a deep dive on it, right? They asked us, they did it, we did it in 2023. We were the first facilitators that they brought back, right? Like, and it's like they never did that. So it's like, I have to maintain, like, not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, I have to be something for others, right? Like, and it's not, and gaining weight isn't a lot in alignment with that. And I needed, the reason I share this story is because my sponsor was critical through this process, right? If I relied upon my own ideas to walk me through this transition, I would have eaten, because number, I start to keep secrets. I don't share on, it's so easy to do this, right? Because you can get into these sponsors or these circles of recovery where the that level of honesty is not appreciated, right? Or it's not welcome. Everybody's presenting a certain image, right? And I'm guilty of creating that. I could create that. I can create that space. And my sponsor walked me through it. He said he and part of his role was bringing me back to the facts. He's like, you're following direction. I know you're not using food. You're showing up consistently. You know, he says he just brought me back to the facts consistently about this. I needed that. So that's the importance of sponsorship. That's one example. One example of why I can't listen to my, I need that sounding board. I need that person that's going to guide me through. And I was taught a long time ago, if you're not willing to do what I do, then I can't sponsor you. Right? Like, and this time around, it was okay. You know what? I'm gonna follow direction. That was the hardest thing for that. Like, I don't know why at every other point in my recovery, it was, you know, I always had additions. I always had, you know, it was that a la carte menu. It's like, okay, I'm a follow the big book. I forgot where it talks about this, but it's just like, I'm gonna choose those parts that are, yeah, I'm gonna choose what's comfortable for me. Right? I'm gonna choose those things that are not, you know, like the biggest thing of giving up the food. Like, I wanted no parts of that for a long time. Like, no, I still wanted to make decisions around food. And this group told me, you got to give that up. You got to surrender that. And it wasn't a fight. It wasn't a fight because I have had a thorough experience in my ideas failing. I was 485 pounds. So when these guys, when my sponsor said, hey, this is what I do, I did it. And in my sponsorship today, you know, that I still say that. Like, if you're not willing to do what I do, then I'm not your sponsor. I could be your fellow for sure. But if you're not willing to take direction, if you're still the author of your treatment plan, what can I do? And it's not a shame thing. And look, I haven't done this this sponsorship thing. I am not an authority on it. I'm passionate about it. I'm still learning. It's still a journey for me. I give you a real story. So I used to sponsor women, right? And because the way I looked at it was, look, and it was never no, you know, hanky panky, or I never crossed the line with sponsees. Like, I was with women, like I was really adamant about that. Like, I kept those relationships very clean. And I asked my sponsor one time, he reminds me of this. He's like, you never ran that by me. I was like, yeah, I did. I told you I was doing it. He was like, if you would have, he says, if you would have talked to me about it, I would have told you not to do it. And I was like, Because he never really comes out directly and says things. He'll just say, yeah, I wouldn't do that. But he never says, you shouldn't do it. But that's his way of saying you shouldn't do it. Like, so I was sponsoring women, you know, and it was a great journey. I needed that experience. And just, you know, I fell in love with a sponsee, right? Like somehow we ended up, she's my sweetie now, but she's out there. She knows who she is. Now I don't sponsor women anymore. So like, you know, it's been a journey. I swear I wasn't working a 13 step on that one. I swear we kept it clean. But anyway, I just needed to share that so just to show you I'm not doing this perfectly. Yeah, I only sponsor men now. And, you know, the one thing about sponsoring men, it's just not as many of us. And so that's what I do miss about because there's so many more women. And there were so many more opportunities to take someone through the step work. And I used to want to have the conveyor belt style of, I want it to be the conveyor belt style sponsor where I'm just stamping out recovered people after another. Like, oh, you're off the assembly line. You're stamped. We've got you through the steps. You know, that's what I want it to be for my ego. My sponsorship style initially was like there was so much ego in it. Not to say that there isn't now. It's just way so much more or less. And something that I do practice too is like I with sponsees that I work with, you're not sponsoring until we get through working with others. That's something that was critical because, oh my gosh, a sponsor without being equipped with working with others is it's I was a tyrant. Right, it was a vehicle for me to control and manage somebody. Right, it was a vehicle for me to impose my will upon someone. And I don't know when it happened. I think it was about 3 years in. I was just reading, working with others, and I was like, wait a minute, these are actual directions on how to sponsor. Like, I know about the clear-cut directions in the fourth step. I know about the clear-cut directions in every step, but somehow it's not talked about the clear-cut directions on how to sponsor. And how am I going to let loose somebody on the world and they haven't been equipped with the directions? I know what I was. And it was like when I really did a deep dive into working with others, it changed. Like, for instance, it talks about being friendly, getting to know someone intimately, putting yourself in their shoes. What? I thought it was about, oh, I'm sponsee, I'm sponsor, you're sponsee, you follow what I do. Like it was like Ori's boot camp. I wasn't trying to be friendly. And it was, oh, if you're not gonna, it was do my way or the highway. That's the kind of energy I had as a sponsor. That's the kind of energy I created. It was an atmosphere of if you do something wrong, there's gonna be hell to pay. So this share totally went in the direction that. Like I have all my sheets up right here from the deep study that I did. I'm not using any of this right now. Oh, you want to like if I want to measure, oh my God, this is real right here. So you want to measure my spiritual fitness. Here's
That's 1 minute.
I'm gonna give you a this is the last story of my journeys in sponsorship. When sponsees decided not to work with me anymore, right? I used to secretly want their downfall. Like I wanted to hear that they are not recovering. It's like I just that's the nitty gritty. Like that's the dirty stuff. Like that's what people are not talking about in meetings, right? Like I secretly want that person to fail so I can feel good about me, right? Like it was. See, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Like that's what you get. You should have stayed with me. Like this is why I need direction and guidance. This is why I need that spiritual power in my life. And this is why I think the clear-cut directions are necessary in the working with others. I'm gonna read this right here. Oh, is that it? That's time? Well, I guess so. I'm gonna wrap it. Thank you.